Something incredible. Rabbi Susser tells us right. That Haman was very excited when the poor fell in Chodesh Adar. Ben Sasser says that Haman didn't realize that at the Zman of the Hatzalah, it was a Chodesh Mu'beres. Shana Mu'beres, I'm sorry. Like this year. There are Yud Beis Mazalos. There's Mazalim, that constellations that control and have powers every other month of the year. Zokta B'nei Yisachar, the Yeshua was what? That the poor fell out when? In the 1 month above 12 Mazalos. Zokta B'nei Yisachar, something incredible, Rabbi say. Ein Mazal Yisrael! Means we're not trapped by Mazalos. We have a Chodesh Mu'beres of what? Of a Yud Gimel. Above and beyond the Yud Beis Mazalos. You create your destiny this month. You're not dictated by Mazalos. That's the Milo of this month, this extra month. This Chodesh Yud Gimel, this Rosh Chodesh Rabbi Say. Keep that in mind, Rabbi Say. We have one more Rosh Chodesh. The Tfilas, the opportunity for Avodas Hashem that we have, not stop. What this Chodesh really means and who we really are and what we could accomplish in the next few days. It's very rare that we lane a separate laning, a separate Kriyas HaTorah B'dafke with Parshas Pekudei. So Mirtz Hashem will try to find a message that pertains to us at this man, Shmodesh Adar, Erev Purim, from our Parshas Pekudei. Torah is making a calculation of Pekudei, Kol Azov, and then Bekesef Pekudei Aida, how much of the Kesef. Then the pasuk says, "Vayhi ma'as kikar akesav lotzeches es adnei akodesh ves adnei aparechus ma'as adonim lema'as akikar kikar la'adon." Then pasuk parak lamed ches pasuk chav ches. Va'es ha'elef u'shma ma'ameis v'chamisha v'shivim osim vavim la'amudim v'tzipa roishayim v'chich chakoyso. And then there was what? Above and beyond the all the machtes ha'shekels from what? All of Am Yisrael, there was ha'elef u'shva ha'meyos v'chamisha v'shivim. There was still 1,775. So what did he do with that? Asa vavim la'amudim v'tzipir reishayim mechisha kaisa. He made it the hooks for the Urias, for the Mishkan Eidus. It sat outside the chatzar. You look at the pictures of the Mishkan. These were the vavim la'amudim. Sorry, the hooks for the amudim. There's a fascinating medrash, Rabbi Yisai. It's really the medrash says something incredible. Medrash says on this pasuk. The leftover, the 1,775, that the Leitzanim didn't start by Amalek. Leitzanim started by us. The Leitzanim accused Moshe Rabbeinu of pulling some shtick with the donations of the Mishkan, of pocketing some of the cash. Marmar Chayrus, it was one of the Umas HaOilam pointing this out, that there was a miscalculation. But the books, the accounting, the credits and the debits, they didn't all add up. There was something. The IRS got involved. Leitzanim started asking Moshe Rabbeinu, what's going on? Moshe Rabbeinu became wealthy from the Mishkan, from the Nedavos of the Mishkan. And then the Pasuk says, Amad Moshe Limnois, the Medrash says, B'mispar Masha Asim Kol HaNedavos. So Moshe Rabbeinu said, okay, let's do a calculation. This is incredible. So listen to what the Medrash says. V'lo yehoya zoiche, Masha Asa ima elef ushva meyos v'chamisha v'shivim. Shokel. Guess what, Felder? The Leitzanim are right. Moshe Rabbeinu totally, he didn't remember. What's with this pasuk? What's with this calculation? What's with the small change? The 1,775. What'd you do with that, buddy? I know you gave most of the donations to the Mishkan, but what about everything else? Ad sheniskalelo, until it was revealed to him. Shenasin levavim amudim. No. You didn't miscalculate. There was a usage for that. What was the usage for it? Vavim la'amudim. They were used as the hooks for the structure of the Mishkan. The hooks. Rabbi Yisai, I want to present to you another strange medrash. The first medrash is a pella. What does it mean, Moshe Rabbeinu forgot? Moshe Rabbeinu forgets. What does it mean, these Leitzanim are ataka, they have a point? There's actually truth to what the Leitzanim are saying? There was something that was forgotten? What does it mean that suddenly was Nisgala? How was it Nisgala? How did that happen? What did he think beforehand? What did he think afterwards? How could Moshe Rabbeinu not calculate this? How could he not remember about what he needed for the Mishkan, the Vavim Amudim? The hooks are part of the process. Why are the hooks any different? What's pshat in this medrash? What's pshat in the psukim? Rabbi said, before we give pshat in this medrash and learn an unbelievable Megala Amukas, there's another Peladika medrash. The Medrash says that David HaMelech asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu to give me an ois. David HaMelech said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Aseimi ois l'toiva, give me a sign, a good sign, that all of my enemies and all of those that torment me, v'yiru sonai v'yevoshu, that all the people that stand up against me, they'll stop bothering me. I need a sign. And then the Medrash continues, Vayosem Hashem l'kayin ois. Just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu in Parshas Bereishis gave Kayin an ois after he killed his brother and he was suffering from the world, so too David HaMelech was given an ois. So let's try to make sense of these things, Rabbi Say. The Megala Amukas tells us that in the beginning of Vayikra, there's an Aleph Ze'ira. Vayikra Hashem El Moshe. Says the Megala Amukas, this Aleph Ze'ira, Shenismas Rabbi Akiva Gilsalo, V'nishama Zu Hi Ha'Aleph Ze'ira Shel Vayikra. When Moshe Rabbeinu was given the word Vayikra, it was with this Aleph Ze'ira that represents the neshama of Rabbi Akiva. Shehu mechuvin keneged kutzol shel yod, which we'll explain in a second, al shem havaya, v'lachein Aleph Ze'ira b'begematria, says the Megala Amukas, and the raya to this is that Aleph Ze'ira, a small Aleph of Vayikra that Moshe Rabbeinu was given, Aleph Ze'ira, gematria is Rabbi Akiva. What is the connection between Rabbi Akiva and Moshe Rabbeinu? What is these sounds like? Soide, soide, what's going on? Rabbi Say, you go throughout Rabbi Akiva's life, We're not going to go through it, Rabbi Yisai, even the way Rabbi Akiva's life was split up. 40-40-40, Moshe Rabbeinu had a very similar mahalach. Moshe Rabbeinu went up 40 days to Har Sinai. Rabbi Akiva was stuck in jail for 40 days, and he was nisgala certain sidus of the Torah. There's a lot of connections between Rabbi Akiva and Moshe, but the most glaring connection, Rabbi Yisai, is in the following Gemara. We've quoted this Gemara in the past. Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, Gemara Nachas Chavtesim Ed Beis. A Peladika Gemara. Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, B'shah She'ala Maisha L'mara Matzal HaKadosh Baruch Hushiyoshe V'koysher K'sarim L'Oisiyos. When Moshe Rabbeinu went up to Har Sinai to accept the Torah, he saw HaKadosh Baruch Hu making K'sarim, crowns, for the Oisiyos that we have, right? Everyone can see the pictures of the Balei HaTosfos, the Rishonim, how to write the different letters. There's big, big Shailas, lengthy Mishnah Berurah and Hilchos Tefillin and Siman Lamed Beis about all the different Osios and all the different Tuyos. So these are the Ksarim, the Ksarim of the Osios. Amar Lefan of Rabbeinu Shel Olam Mima Akiv Al Yadcha. What are you doing? What are you adding on the Osios? The Osios are fine. What are you adding on these extra Ksarim? Amrlo Adam Echad, listen to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's conversation with Moshe Rabbeinu at Kabbalah Satayr. Okay? And now, think about the Megala Mukos in light of this Gemara. Adam Echad Yesha Asad Lios Besov Kamadiris. There's going to be a Yid in generations from now. The Akiva ben Yosef Shmai. And his name is Akiva ben Yosef. Sha'asid Lidrosh, that he has the ability, he is Mirtz Hashem going to give drashas, al kol kolts v'kotz, on every single line and thorn and protrusion from on top of the Kisrei Oisius, the kol kolts v'kotz. Tilim tilim shel halachos, even every kotz will be tons and tons of halachos. Amr Lafon of Moshe Rabbeinu said, what? What's going on here? Hareulish, bring it, show me. Amr Lo Chazor Lacharecha. Says, go back, sit in the back row. Those of you remember, we had a whole drush on what Chazor Lacharecha meant. Halach v'yashav b'soif shmein ashurus. He sat in the eighth row. Lo haye yodea mahin oimrin. Appeller by saying, Moshe Rabbeinu did not understand Shir. What's going on? Toshash Koichai, it Chalisha Sadas. Couldn't believe it. Kaven Shehigia Ledover Echad, Amru Latalinev, they got to one point in the Shir, one halacha, the Talmidim said, Rebbe Minayin Lecha. How do you know this? Amar lahen halacha l'meisha misina. Says halacha l'meisha misina. Nisyash v'daito. So Moshe Rabbeinu was yadish v'adas. Calm down. Chazer u'bal l'fnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He came back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Amar l'fan of Ribbono Shel Olam. I don't understand. I am the emissary for what? Kabbalah Satayra? Yesh l'cha adam kazev atanois in Tayra al yadi? Amar lo yishtoik. Kach olu b'mechshav alafana. Maral tells us that this introduces to us exactly what the Megala Mukos is telling us. It's not that Rabbi Akiva was better than Moshe. L'kaim k'moshe oid. Rabbi Akiva had an ability to be moisif, to develop, and to take from Moshe Rabbeinu's halachah l'Moshe, Rebbe minayin lach halachah l'Moshe misinai, and to extend that Torah into the kisarim of the Torah, into the koitzim that protrude out of the Torah. There was a hisafa to Moshe Rabbeinu's oisiyos, to Moshe Rabbeinu's Torah, through Rabbi Akiva, in the Torah Shebal Peh, in the Dorei Doros. Later on. And Moshe Rabbeinu was not nisyash v'daito, because you read this Gemara Kipshuta, you think like, oh, I got credit, I got points. He quoted me. Good, I'm good. I can retire now. Put my jersey up on the top. I'm good. Moshe Rabbeinu says, as long as they still remember me back then, Chalila. Moshe Rabbeinu was asking, is this the same Torah? My high! I understand this, I don't understand that. No! Rabbi Akiva says, no, I'm all coming, I'm emanating from that Etzem Ois. But I'm just extending it further, I'm developing it. And I'm being Moisef Ha'olich in the Torah Shabbat. There's a Hemshech from Moshe Rabbeinu to Rabbi Akiva. The Aleph Ze'ira, Moshe Rabbeinu was Nisgala, the Aleph Ze'ira. Of what? Of the Rabbi Akiva's Nisham. Rabbi, let's go back to our parasha. Dr. Munasi Techo, Mashkiach in Torah Das, so sein gesund und stark, Rav Moshe Wolfson, the Heiliger Rav Moshe Wolfson, says, I'm Meir de Gazach. I'm Meir de Gazach. Rabbi says, I saw this, I fell off my chair. Puts this all together. Moshe Rabbeinu, in this week's parasha, he forgot. He got caught. Red-handed. What'd you do with the Aleph? What'd you do with the other 1,000? Zokta Megala Amukis. There's certain times that Moshe Rabbeinu sees the picture and it needs a future development through Rabbi Akiva. Through the development of the further explanation of Rabbi Akiva. What does this mean? Rabbi Akiva develops the halacha l'Moshe Misinais and gets to a full pshat. Moshe Rabbeinu didn't know what he did. He knew what he did with the 600,000 shkolim. The shkolim from the 600,000. But he forgot about some leftovers. What does all this mean? Moshe Rabbeinu, there's a matzav in Machne Yisrael that there are 600,000 Jews. We always say 600,000 Jews. We spoke about 600,000 osios keneged yeshishim riboy osios li Yisrael. 600,000 is a complete number. That's the complete of Am Yisrael. Yeah, what about those people that get kicked out? What about those yidin that are not part of the hack? That are not inside the circle? That are niflat mitoich hamachane. They're not worthy. They feel like they sinned. They're not a part of them. What about those yidden? Shevet Don. Shevet Don, that's ma'asif l'chol hamachanes. That's behind. That's outside. That's short change. That's not in the complete number. That's attacked by Amolech Kol HaNechsholim Acharecha. Is Shevet Don. Sometimes they're not focused on. Sometimes they're viewed to be Michutz L'machane, which they physically are. And sometimes they're not in the calculation. Sometimes when we think of the Torah, we think of the 600,000 osios, the machzis hashekel that created everything else from that exists in the Mishkan. That calculation. Moshe Rabbeinu was focused on what, says the Gemara Menachos. He was focused on the Ikar Ois. He was focused on the Shishim Riboy Osios LaTorah, the 600,000 Osios, Am Yisrael, Mitoicha Machane, Bitoicha Anonim.
Oh, but there was something that he forgot. There are Yidden that are outside the machane. There are Yidden that sometimes get stuck in the thorns. Get stuck in the koitzim. And they trip up. Oh, but they're still Yidden. And they're not in the calculation. Moshe Rabbeinu begins Parshas Pekudei. And the Leitzanim say, what's with the 1,700? What's with that? What did you do? You pocketed that money? You forgot about it? You had the Cheshbon of the Yeshishim Ribu Yoseh Torah. You have the Amudim. You have the inside of the Mishkan. But what did you forget about? You forget about the people that are protruding outside. You forgot about the stragglers. The Nechsholim Acharecha. The Elef, Ushvameyos, Veshivim Mechomesh. You forgot about the Machaneh Dons. What about those people that are also, yeah, it's a detailed number. We don't always remember. It's not always on our radar. We try to think about Am Yisrael 600,000, but those are also Jews, even if they don't look like it. And even if they don't always act like it. Ad Sheniskalelo, till Moshe Rabbeinu had a Gil. What does it mean, Moshe Rabbeinu had a gilui? He didn't know what was with these oisiyos. He only saw oisiyos in front of him. He made a cheshbon. There's 600,000. I don't understand. How do we get it? That something doesn't make up. The debits and the credits, they don't mix up. The books are a problem. They're right, the lights on him. Ad shebor Rabbi Akiva v'doirish kol hakoitzim. No, there's something beyond the 600,000 osios, Moshe Rabbeinu. There's another detailed number. There's someone that's outside the machane, that's on the outside of the walls, that's on the outside of the letters, that's on the crowns of the letters. And they can't be forgotten. But Rabbi said it was Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva, who understood what it meant to be an outsider. Rabbi Akiva, who understood what it meant to be mahapich your life. And at 40 years old, to look and to take a life of an approach to Rabbonim that said that a donkey should bite the rabbi's ear off. I'm quoting Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Say. And then he suddenly sees the opportunity to change. When he sees water dripping on a stone after many, many, many years, ultimately can make a protrusion. Rabbi Akiva realized, I might have a rock of a stone right now, and I might be talking about Rabbanim that donkeys should bite them. But I have a neshama that could be elevated, and through the protrusion could come out late in his life. Those kaitzim also are part of the ice. Don't only think there are only 600,000 letters. There's some change. There's Ves Ha'elef, Shvameos, Veshivim V'chomish. There's Machane Don. There's Hanech Shalom V'acharecha. And don't let Amalek get them. Bring them into the circle. Be Dairish the Tili Tilim Shel Alochis. And be Mitzarif them to the Ois. And Darshan them to the Talmidim. And connect it to the Alochol Moshbi Sinais. Of Moshe Rabbeinu from the Etzem Ois. Rabbosai, listen carefully. What was the cheshbin of these additional numbers to the 600,000? What did Moshe Rabbeinu use them, realize that they're used for? What, according to the Magal Amukis, did Rabbi Akiva with the Aleph Ze'ira, Rabbosai, Halo Doverhu? Aleph is connected as Ha'elef. Ha'alef, al tikri ha'alef, ela ha'alef. The koyach of Rabbi Akiva to tell you what to do with that other number, the Aleph. Zokt Rabbi Akiva. You know what they are for, Moshe Rabbeinu? You know what the answer to your books that the Leitzanim are telling you that you miscalculated? They're used for a specific function in the Mishkan. What is that function, Rabbi Isai? for the vovim. What is a vov? Moreover, boys, I listen carefully. Vov has a specific function in the Hebrew language. And the Gemara in Soita Daf Chof Chesam and Aleph tells us that Rabbi Akiva was the Dana who darshin the Vav Achibur. Vav is Mechaber. Vav is a connector. Vav is the one that takes something on the outside and brings it in. How do you connect that Parsha to this Parsha? Through a Vav Achibur. He's darshin the Vav Achibur. He gives significance to something that you would think, it's just a vav. It's a prefix. It's a prefix. That doesn't have significance. It's a vav achibor. Rabbi Kiva is Darish vav achibor. What is the vav? The vav is the person that finds the people that are straggling on the outside, that are not part of the 600,000, that are not inside the walls, and brings them in and connects them to the Oisiyos and understands that there's significance to the Tilei Tilim, to the Koitzim, to the crowns, to the protrusions. My rabbi said, where were the Vavim? Where were the Vavim? Michutz L'choymes Ha'amudim. They were outside. They were on the periphery. They were nechsholim acharecha. They were bait, and they were destined to be chapped by Amalek. By Izaniv bechokol and nechsholim acharecha, the people that were spit out michutz lamachana, outside the onon, and they weren't the gufa ois. Yet comes a zman of Rabbi Akiva. Of the Elis Esa Elif Ashvamiyos and his Mechaber and brings them in and develops the Oisiyos of Moshe Rabbeinu to be able to join them into the Mishkan, to now make a Cheshbin that can calculate and can be Mechaber, the Vav HaChibur. To the Mishkan and to the Oisiyos. Wherever a boy say, Vav could be spelled in two ways. It could be Vav Vav, the 12 months, or it could be Vav Aleph Vav, with the Aleph Zeira in the middle. It could be 12 months in a year, but then comes Rosh Chodesh Adar, with that Aleph Zeira, with that Bnei Yisachar. Tells us there's no mazel for this. You don't have to believe that you are destined to anything. No, it doesn't matter. What was, was. Now we're going to be mechaber you in. Now we're going to hook you in. Now you are going to make a new lifestyle for yourself. You're going to become a mishkanir. You're going to link yourself to those osios of Moshe Rabbeinu. You're not going to be forgotten anymore. Wherever Rabbi say, that's Pshat in the Madrash in this week's Parsha of Moshe Rabbeinu. Forgetting the short change, the Aleph, the Aleph Zeira, the Esa Aleph, the Chodesh Mu'beres that could hook people in. But that's also part Pshat in the other Madrash. Zohar tells us that the Ois that was on Cain's head was a Vav. It was that Ois. To know that you could always be connected. You're not defined by what you've done in the past. And now's the Zman to wear our oaths of Avav. To realize from the tshuva of Kayin and from the way the Rabbeinu Shalom put that ois on him that he could be a Vav Achibur. Marev Rabbeisai, this is the Avodah of Adar. And this is the Avodah of Purim. What does it mean, v'nahapachu? What is a hapecha?
a mahapich. Rabbi Nachman says that the real simcha of a yid, the true simcha, is when a person sees and is dancing at a chasana and sees a guy on the outside that's not part of it, that's schmoozing on the outside, and brings him in. And then that person, once he feels accepted, once he feels like one of the guys, once he feels that he's part of the team, then he, mamish, has so much joy and he can't control himself. Says Rabbi Nachman, that's v'nahapuch. To take those people, to take those yidin that are nechshalim acharecha, that are outside the Mishkan, and to bring them in, and to dance with them, and to make a circle with them around them. Rabbi Say, it's true for our communities, for our friends, and if you have an exclusionary Purim, which is a big Yetzer Hara that people have, my Suda, your Suda, there are big social pressures when it comes to this Purim Suda issue. It's mamish anti-Purim, because then you're leaving people out of the circle. Rabbi Say, we need to understand that it's not just about other people, albeit that it was crucial and very important. It's about ourselves also. There are certain parts of each and every one of us, and myself included, that are just not fit, not ready for the simcha. Just don't feel worthy of this ultimate simcha and this kesher and this bond with HaKadosh Baruch. I'm showing up late. I'm on my phone all the time. I'm doing this at night. Who am I? Who am I to say kimu v'kiblu, kimu mashekiblu kvar? Kabbalah satayra. Who am I? For God's sakes, it's midterms. Like, this is the worst time for Purim. How can I celebrate Purim during midterms? Who made this schedule? Another thing to blame the administration on. How can we have Purim? You're messing up my Purim. Midterms is the worst time ever. And there's so much, I don't want to use this word lightly, Rabbi said, there's so much that we get depressed about. There's so much that we get down about. There's so much that doesn't fit with that high of Purim. Says Rabbi Nachman, go outside, find that piece of your personality, find that piece of your existence, find that piece that's just so outside Purim, and vina hapochu, be mechaber that into the circle. Bring that, the peirurim k'tanim, the poor, the peirurim, the crumbs on the outside, that's not part of the bread, part of the dessert, and add it to the bake. Add it to the oven. Bring it into the circle. How do you do that, Rabbi Sai? With the Vav HaChibur, with Rabbi Akiva, with the Torah Shebaal Peh, with the development above and beyond the Oisi Ois. That's also Mekusher to the Ois, the Kisrei Oisi Ois. The Aleph, the Ira, the S-I-L-F. Bring him in. Be mechaber it. Dance with him. Marav Raboisai. Bring Shevet Don in. Shevet Don that's Nechsholim Acharecha. That thinks that they're just an easy target for what? For Amalek. Because they're outside the Machne, because the cloud's not protecting them. Because they're just external. No, we need the Vavim Amudim. We need the Vavim, we need the hook. We need to be Dorish Vavim, Vav HaChibur. We need to be Mechaber the Vav. Wherever Rabbi Say, during these leap years, Rabbi Say, Purim files out in these months of Vayakel Pekude. Vayakel Pekude, Rabbi Say, is the introduction of what? Of a new gavra in Jewish history. Bezalel. Bezalel had an apprentice. Bezalel had an assistant. Aliyov ben Achisamach. L'shevet what? L'shevet Don.
Rashi tells us in Parshas Vayakov, Rabbi Yisai, Eliyahu took that guy from Shevet Dan, the Nefulim, the people who felt they were Nebuchs, they were totally Michutz Lamachane, and he empowered him to be a Chacham Lev, to realize that he's Mekusher, he's Mechubra, he has that capacity, even in the Shevet and Michutz of who he was. He was Mechaber, the Vav Achibu. And he brought Aliyav in to build the Mishkan. That's what Purim's all about. That's what this additional month is all about. This is a month doesn't have any designation. It's not the Vav and the Vav, the 12. It's the 13. This is everybody. Ein Mazel Yisrael. You have the ability in this month. This is above and beyond the limitations of regular month. This is the Chodesh HaYibur. This is the additional month. This is what brought the salvation among Haman. Haman who tried, and as Amalek does, to bring down and to chap all those guys that feel like outsiders, that feel like they can't join the circle, that feel like they're outside of the Mishkan and therefore they have no significance. What in the world is a guy outside the Amudim outside? What's he going to do? How does he connect it? No! Avavim la'amudim! He's the support! He's the Vav, he's the Chok! Wherever our boys say, let's go back to the original Pasuk. After we finished the Midrashim and understood what all this was about, why Moshe Rabbeinu forgot, how he was Niskala, what was going on over here, and we farem for the Medrash through the Koyach of the Gilui of Rabbi Akiva, the Hispashtus of Moshe Rabbeinu, in the Doire Doris, as the Gemara Menachos and the Maral explained us, to be Doirish outside of the Ois, the Koitzin. Listen to what the Pasuk says. Ve'esa elef u'shva meos v'chamisha v'shivim osa. Moshe Rabbeinu forgot about this number. What is this additional number, this outside number, above and beyond the 600,000? Vavim la'amud in the hooks. V'tzipa reishayev. And how does the Pasuk conclude? V'chishak oisa. V'chishak oisa. Literally means he covered in it. V'chishak oisa. There was such a chishak for them. There's such a strong desire for these additional oisiyos. We realize once they are accepted, once they're brought in, you know how much we need you, the Vavim Hamud. You know that we can't stand without you. Don't think that you're mi bachutz. Don't think that you're Shevet Dan Hanefulim. No. Aliyav, we need you. Dan, we need you. We need you to dance. We need to be mahapich you. That's what we need to do in our lives, Rabbi Yisai. Every single aver in our body, every single part of our personality is shayach to Purim. Is shayach to the Zman. Is connected. Has such a cheshek from the Rabbi Nishman to bring him in. The cheshek oiso. I just want to hug and kiss you. I just want to connect to every single dimension about you. So don't let Amalek convince you anything else. The chishak oisa of these vovim amud. Only by them. The chishak oisa. Mirtz Hashem, Rabbi Yisai. We should approach this new zman. This is zman that's lamala mikola zman. This zman that had Ashkocha to have the Hippel poor and therefore allowed us to find Koiches and to bring in all of our dimensions, all of our facets of our existence, to be Mekusher to the Eibishter, above and beyond the Mazalos, to spell a Vav with an Aleph in the middle with the Aleph Zira, to have the Ois, but to extend it even to the Kotz, the protrusions, the Osia, the Roshim, the Ksarim, and to make one Cheftza of Torah, and to include it all into our Kabbalah Satorah, of Kimu Mashekiblu Kfar, of this new Kabbalah Satorah, in Chodesh Adar, that Amir Tzah Hashem
We should be zoicha to a geula for all of Am Yisrael, but also to a geula for ourselves, to be mechaber ourselves entirely without anything. No perurim, no crumbs, no pours outside of our avodas Hashem. And everything should be v'nahapuch. Bring those people into the middle of the circle and let loose and just connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu v'chishak oisam in ways that you haven't connected in the past.